Welcome to God Invention Radio with your host, Brian Free.
Welcome back to God Invention Radio. We have Bill McAllister from Media Enterprises on the show with us tonight. www.mediaenterprisesinc.com. The great advantage to internet radio is that you're already listening on the internet, or you're on the internet, and you could just plug in his web address and take a look at his website at the same time. What a great concept.
Well, it is. It's exciting. I got to tell you, in the next 2 to 3 years, Brian, I really believe that direct response is going to explode onto the internet. And it's going to take a whole new form and shape on the internet. And this industry just continues to grow by 20 to 30% a year. It's fantastic.
Well, that's actually what we're going to speak about in this segment. I just want to give the address, the email address for questions, because there was a couple questions, a couple quick ones I answered during the break. But the email address is brian@gotinvention.com, and the call-in number is 877-474-3302. You're a popular guy, Bill. Got some good questions for you. You know, I'm telling you, it's a real big industry. People are very interested in it. There's people out there with ideas and you know, just trying to figure out what to do next, who they should go to, who they should talk to, and, you know, you could be the answer for them.
Well, let's hope so, because they're the answer for me. I'm here to tell everybody out there, and I'll say it 100 more times, I need inventions and I need inventors, and without you guys, I'm out of business, so I'll do whatever I can to help anyone I can along the way.
Well, we appreciate that, and we appreciate the support that your website's going to provide and that you can provide us tonight. I have a question for you. Do you find that the direct response market is specifically on TV, or how are you doing on the web? You know, do you promote when you have a product that you feel is going to be successful? Do you do any testing on the web at this point?
No, we don't at this point, because we don't have to, because television will drive people to the web.
That was one of the questions somebody was asking.
Yeah, once we have a commercial that we know is going to work, we then do, you know, we'll out and go buy 1 million names or 2 million names and start really doing email blasts then. But we're not, you know, we're learning as we go, and I think people are getting, you know, more and more interested in, you know, buying things off the internet, whereas they weren't 2 years ago. And I think people now are more savvy to go into the website. So as we do these email blasts, we're learning more about the consumer and more about how to sell the consumer. But I think over the next 2 to 3 years that our industry will go to almost 70% of our volume will come from the internet.
Wow.
And I'm not that far off, because we're at 50% right now. So the internet is definitely the future of our industry.
That's those are crazy numbers. To think about it, you have TV, you have the web, and you have retail. So what's, can you give us kind of, I know you just told us about TV and web, but where does retail come in?
Well, retail is where we make our money. So television, let me give you kind of the last 20 years to give you an idea. You and I remember 20 years ago when you turned on the television that it went to fuzz at midnight. In other words, there was nothing from 12 o'clock until 6 o'clock in the morning. You know, it signed off, you know, you had the American flag, it played, you know, some type of a song, and that was it. And then a company out of Philadelphia was smart enough to buy up all that fuzz, as we called it. And that's how the infomercial business got started.
I think it was PAX, right? PAX?
PAX was one of them, and, you know, Kevin Harrington and his group were the other ones who actually came in and bought up all the fuzz and started the infomercial business. But back then, there were 12, to, you know, depending on the year, as many as 23 stations, and that was it. And Fox came on board with Barry Diller. And primetime back then, with 23 stations, you could buy for a two-minute commercial for $2,500. Now, let's fast forward to now. There's 500 channels. There's 2 to 3 million people less watching television, and you've got 500 channels versus 23. What do you think Fox primetime costs now? Wild economics would tell you it would cost $230, but what do you think it costs?
Tell us.
$47,000 with less people buying. So the fact of the matter is that, you know, you have to have a grand slam now in direct response in order for it to work. So, you know, marketers like me, you know, we're now looking for, you know, daytime parts. Now we're going specific. We have a product that we saw, you know, the other day, which is a male product. So we'll just be marketing those things on ESPN Sports and Fox Sports. So we have to become much smarter marketers as we go, you know, into 2010, 2011. And we have to explore, you know, as we go, you know, the Internet, because that is a big vehicle. And with 50% of the sales coming from that, it's very important to get the word out. And then getting back to retail, once you get the word out to the marketplace, whether it be Internet, television, however you get it out there, you want the consumer, once they finally do, went to Kmart and Walmart and Target, to pick up the product. Mm-hmm. So it's become an advertising vehicle over the past 20 years instead of a way to make money. None of the people in our industry now make money on television. We're lucky if we break even in our campaign.
So it's a marketing vehicle to basically get your product known out there for them to see it in retail, and that's where
the money is made for everybody, correct.
Okay. I have a question that came in from Bill from Fort Lauderdale. He's asking, he's saying basically, I'll just kind of sum it up. He's saying, hey, I have a product, and I can make a little commercial, and I can test it out by myself without, you know, and reap all the reward rather than basically giving it to you and you doing it. What do you say to people like that?
Here's what I say to people like that. I've been doing this for 23 years, and good luck, but you're going to wind up wasting between $20,000 and $50,000 because this business has become we're micromanaging it now. Now it's really, if you think about it, 1 out of 40 commercials is working, 39 out of 40 are bombing.
Well, those are your numbers. I'm sure that those are tremendous numbers for somebody that does this every day.
Yeah, those are direct response numbers for people that do it every single day. My numbers are 7 out of 10, and there's somebody else in our industry who's about 6 out of 10, and the rest of the industry is, you know, just horrendous. So, and I know what I'm doing. And it really is very specific. You have to have the right media buying company. You have to buy right as far as buying the media at the right time. You have to buy in big blocks. In other words, you have to have a big pocketbook. And you have to pick the right products. So the consumer that goes out there and thinks they can shoot the commercial, you know, a right commercial with the right offer, you know, with the right tag, with the right web, you know, tying into it. And the big part of this whole thing, and I'm glad this is our third segment, is the back end of a commercial. When you pick up the phone and call for my mighty buddy, when you get on the phone, it's all IVR. In other words, it's not a live operator. It's all done, you know, via basically the computer. And then our back end, we try to get you to, you know, buy more mighty buddy. And, you know, that's where we're lucky enough to break even because we give deals once people get on the phone. And there's little things that we know that other people don't know to get that average order up to about $40. And I can tell you right now, sitting in my Ford F-450 pickup truck at 8:38 on a Thursday night, that I will bet $10,000 that his commercial will not work. It's very difficult because it took people like me, and there's only 5 of us left, by the way, Brian. There was 20 of us in this industry 10 years ago.
That's, you know, yeah, I'm always a big believer of working with experts. You know, when there's people out there that want to do their own patents, and there's people out there that look for experts that want to do their patents properly. So I'm a firm believer of going to the experts. I have another question that came in. Allison from Missouri, she's asking on the point that you brought up with that you make the most money with you know, with the retail. She's saying, don't the retailers work on tighter margins?
No, the retailers work on, if you sell the retail the product for $10, they sell it for $20.
Okay.
So, and generally speaking, a product that's a $20 product costs me around $4. So the problem with TV is I'm selling it, you know, I buy it at $4 and I sell it at $20. But I don't make any money because the cost of the media is 4 times higher than it was even 2 years ago. Hmm. So the media eats up all the profit on television.
Okay.
And, you know, I make $6 gross profit ballpark at retail.
So it's just like a regular product out there, whatever. Colgate comes out with a new toothpaste. And
yes,
they're not selling it on a direct response commercial. They're basically branding it, you know, look at our great toothpaste, new, go, you know, and basically that's what's driving them to the store. So you're basically using that vehicle to promote the product and get them to the retail to buy it in the retail. So would you rather people buy it at the store it's interesting because you don't really want them to buy it on TV. Well, you do kind of because you're already putting it on the air.
You do actually, and that's a great question. The answer is we would love them to buy it on TV, but the average consumer doesn't trust buying something on television.
Okay.
And for the most part, you know, if you look at it, you know, about one out of, if I'm selling a million units, 100,000 of them are sold on television. I wish all of them were sold on television because my average cost per order would go way down and I'd make a lot of money. But unfortunately, that's not happening. But if people bought it on television, like, you know, I would make a lot more money. But that's been pretty consistent, Brian, over the past 20 years, where about 10% of the people over the overall project buy on TV, and the rest of it's at retail and mail order and in the internet.
Well, you have to have the science down pat by now after so many years, and I'm sure you're learning and growing with it, and I'm sure every product is a new adventure, that's for sure.
Yes, it is. That's what makes it fun.
That's great. So we're just about wrapping up segment three. Segment four, figure in a little while, we're going to have Taylor Baldwin. Hopefully she'll be able to call in. She's an actual pitch woman that's on the air right now, and she works with Bill McAllister from Media Enterprises. You're listening to Got Invention Radio with Brian Fried on WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk. We'll be back in a moment.
Do you have an idea or an invention and not sure what to do next? Take the first step and get your copy of the book, You and Your Big Ideas by Brian Fried. From protecting your idea to developing it and bringing your product to market, this handy resource guide is a must-have for every inventor, innovator, and entrepreneur. This book is all about you and your big ideas and bringing them to life. Only $10.95. Order now and also receive your free product evaluation kit with the book. Call now.
Buzz Aldrin, the second man to walk on the moon, flies again with WS Radio. Hi, this is Jack Warren, Senior VP for the WS Radio Networks, and on September 3rd, 2009, WS Radio made history by broadcasting from the only Zeppelin in the United States, high above the Southern California skies, and we launched a local station, WSRadioDC.com, the global voice of the nation's capital. We were privileged to have Buzz Aldrin join us for this historic broadcast using new wireless technology for Internet radio. We want to thank Mr. Aldrin for his service to our country and invite you to log on to BuzzAldrin.com to purchase his New York Times best-selling book, Magnificent Desolation. His autobiography, which covers his incredible Apollo 11 journey to dealing with depression and alcoholism, and his triumph over it. So go to BuzzAldrin.com. That's BuzzAldrin.com.
If you or someone you know is unemployed, WS Radio wants to help. Hi, I'm Cece Gonzalez, host of Headhunter Radio. Our show is dedicated to all things human resources, getting a job, keeping a job, career development, and best practices. And now WS Radio is also doing their part to assist you in your job search. Log on to www.jobhuntingtoolkit.com, where they've provided some great links and free tools. That's www.jobhuntingtoolkit.com.
Social media. You have heard all the buzz and hype about social media, but with limited hours in the day, you still have not implemented your own social media marketing plan. I'm Angie Swartz, host of Twitter Talk Radio, and whether it is Twitter, Facebook, or LinkedIn, we are here to help you with all things social media. Log on right now to freesocialmedianewsletter.com and get my first of many tips about listening tools. You should be listening to what the public is saying about you, your company, your brand on social media sites. Then, on a regular basis, we will email you short, helpful tips to bring you up to speed on how social media can add to your bottom line. After all, isn't it that the bottom line? So take a deep breath, take a minute out of your busy day, and log on to freesocialmedianewsletter.com. Yes, it's absolutely free. That is freesocialmedianewsletter.com. freesocialmedianewsletter.com.